يا أبا ابن الروح القدس صلى الله الواحد تحل علينا نعمته وبركته من الآن وكل أوان وإلى دهر الدهور كلها أمين. اليوم 15 من شهر بقونا المبارك أحسن الله انتضاءه عاد علينا وعليكم ونحن أنتم مغفور الخطايا والزلات والآثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب أبا أخوتي أمين. On this day was the turning over of the relics of the great Saint Mark the Apostle by the hand of Pope Paul the Sixth, Pope of Rome, in the days of His Holiness Pope Ava Kirillus the Sixth, the 116th Pope of Alexandria. May the intercession of Saint Mark be with us all. Amen. On this day also is the commemoration of the appearance of the body of the Honorable Saint and great martyr Marimina and the consecration of his church at Mariuth. Now the body of this saint was hidden and the Lord wished to reveal it. It came to pass that there was a shepherd who pastured his sheep near the place where the body of the saint was buried. One day, one of these sheep, which was sick of a skin disease, mangy, dipped itself in the water of a pond which was near that place. It then went out of the water and rolled itself in the sand of that place. And it was healed straight away. And the shepherd saw this wonder, he marveled, and took the sand of that place and mixed it with the water of the pond. He smeared every mangy sheep or any that had a deformity, and they were healed immediately. The report of this shepherd became widespread in all the regions of the empire until the Emperor Constantinople heard of it. He had an only daughter who was leprous. Her father sent her there. She asked the shepherd about how she could get rid of her illness, and he told her. She took some of that sand, and mixed it with the water. She retired to her quarters and smeared her body with the mixture and slept that night in that place. She saw in a dream Saint Mina, and he told her, "Rise up early and dig in this place, and you shall find my body." When she woke up from her sleep, she found herself healed. She dug in that place and she found the body, the holy body. She sent to her father to inform him about what had happened. He rejoiced exceedingly, thanked God, and praised his holy name. He sent men and money and built a church in that place, which was consecrated on this day. When Arcadius and Honorius reigned, they ordered the city to be built there, which was called Mariuth. The masses came to this church, interceding with the blessed Marimina. God had honored them by the miracles and wonders that were manifested from his pure body until the Muslims occupied the city and destroyed it. The Muslims took 52 pillars from this church and transmitted them to Turkey and built a mosque using these pillars. But after that, His Holiness Pope Kirillus in his days, he gave a great importance to this area. Now they have tens of months and a very big area around the monastery of Marimina. The biography of this saint is mentioned until the 15th day of Hathor. His martyrdom was on the 15th day of Hathor. May his intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Atzia.